today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for this episode is Eid al-Qadir, Greatest Eid of Allah. Today, Thursday, is the 14th of Zulhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter 3, verse 61.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْا نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ.
Then whoever argues with you about it after this knowledge has come to you, say, come, let us call our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves, then supplicate earnestly together and invoke the curse of Allah upon the liars among us.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, has been counted as the self of the Messenger of Allah. By that great event, the Lord and the Messenger of Allah made us understood that these holy persons, Imam Ali, Lady Fatima, Imam Hassan, and Imam Hussein were the assistants and associates of the Messenger of Allah in inviting people to the truth and to his sacred goal. They, following him, were ready to face with dangers and continued the path of his movement. Eid al-Qadir, Great Eid of Allah. Today, if some people in the world of Islam, those who are familiar with Islamic teachings, refer to the Holy Quran, and if they look at the regulations that exist in the Holy Quran about worshipping the truth, about one's lifestyle, and the orientation that those nations who worship the truth adopt, it will not be possible in any way that they reach a conclusion other than the imamate of the Commander of the Faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, and what follows this imamate. If anyone in the world of Islam includes intellectuals, thinkers, philosophers, and those who have had other beliefs since the first day, chooses the Quran, Quranic values, and Quranic regulations for the life of human societies, they will not reach any conclusion except that a person like Ali ibn Abi Talib should rule over Islamic societies. This is the path. This was related to Qadir. the aid of the caliphate and wilaya. It has been narrated from Ziyad ibn Muhammad that he said, I went to see Abi Abdullah Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, and said to him, do the Muslims have an Eid other than the day of Jummah and Fitr and Adha? Imam replied, yes, the day which the Messenger of Allah appointed Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, as the leader of the Ummah after him. The best aid of the Ummah. The Messenger of Allah has said, the day of Qadir Khum is the best Eid of my nation. It is the day on which Allah the High ordered me to mention the appointment of my brother Ali ibn Abi Talib as the flag and standard of my nation. People shall be guided by him after me, and this is a day in which Allah completed the religion and perfected the bounties upon my nation, and on which he was pleased with Islam as the religion. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to disseminate the news and message of Qadir Khum. In this connection, it must be indicated that in order to make it deep-rooted in our children, it's highly recommended to give gifts to our children and to respect them especially and to favor them especially on the day of Qadir Khum and indicate that, that day, that is the day of Qadir Khum, was a specially blessed and most particularly selected day, not only within the Islamic world, but within the whole world, in the world of religions. In this connection, we understand that the Qadir Khum lecture of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam consisted of a summary of the whole prophetic mission of the Prophet. The Prophet indicated in some segments of his Qadir address, indicated in this way, مَعَشْرَ النَّاسِ تَدَبَّرُوا الْقُرْآنَ وَفْهَمُوا آيَاتِهِ وَانْدُرُوا إِلَى مُحْكَمَاتِهِ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا مَتَشَابِهَهُ فوالله لن يبين لكم زواجره ولن يوضح لكم تفسيره إلا الذي أنا آخذ بيده ومصعده إلي وشائل بعدده ورافعه بيدي ومعلمكم أن من كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه وهو علي بن أبي طالب أخي ووصيي وموالاته من الله عز وجل أنزلها علي. In this connection, in this Arabic fragment, as was originally addressed by and asserted by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he indicated and he asserted it and taught Muslims, all Muslims, that everybody has to consider the Holy Quran and to study the Holy Quran profoundly. And that the interpretations of the Quranic verses should be sought from none but Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
This day, I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have chosen for you Islam as your religion.
Allahu Mawlay wa ana Mawla al-Mu'mineen. Ala man kuntu Mawlay fahadha Ali Mawlay. Allahumma wali man walah wa adi man adah.
Acts of Imam Ali that prove politics and ethics can be combined, and we have one of them. He would never use deception and imposture in politics. One of the characteristics of Imam Ali's politics is that it was free of any deception and trickery Imam Ali has narrated, "If it were not for piety, I would be able to use tricks better than all deceitful Arabs." When comparing himself with Muawiyah, he says, "I swear to Allah that Muawiyah is not cleverer than me." But what should Ali do while he's committing to piety and morality when his hands and his tongue are tied? This is the method of the Imam. If one is not pious, his hands and his tongue are free. They can do and say whatever they please. If we are not pious, we allow ourselves to say things which are untrue. We can engage in slander. We can tell lies to the people. We can break our promises. We can become attached to the enemies of the straight path. When piety does not exist, this is the manner in which we behave. The commander of the faithful said that he chose politics and piety together. This is why there was no deception and dishonesty in the methods that Ali adopted.
Alhamdulillahilladhi ja'alana minal mutamassikin biwilayati Ali ibn Abi Talib biwilayati Ali ibn Abi Talib والأئمة المعصومين عليهم السلام.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we have a birthday. Today is Eid. Happy Eid. Happy birthday. Today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Hadi. Peace be upon him. Congratulations to all Shia Muslim brothers and sisters.
Poverty of the self, or the poverty of self-esteem. What does the Imam alayhi salam say? In one hadith he says, "Sharrul faqr, faqrun nafs." The most evil, wretched type of poverty is the poverty of the self. What does that mean? How can someone's self be poor? There are some people in this life, they have a rich self. They deal with everything with a positive attitude. With a good, positive attitude, with good akhlaq. When they look at other people in society, they wish well for them. They want the goodness for everyone. They want to see everyone successful around them. They have a rich self. They're generous. On the other hand, you have some people in society, the exact opposite. If his friend advances, he's envious and he doesn't feel good about it. If his neighbor has something which he does not have, that upsets him and disappoints him. They have a poor self. They don't want goodness for other people. They don't have a big heart, a big chest. One of the signs of the believers is that they're big-hearted. The Imam alayhi salam says, this is the most evil type of poverty. First of all, such people don't really enjoy their lives. They're always, you know, going through difficulties and they're on their nerves when someone gets married, someone has a child, someone buys a house. Everything agitates them. Everything disappoints them. They just can't be happy for other people. First of all, these people themselves, they're not really happy. They're always concerned about others. Secondly, these people, in the long term, they will harm others in society. They talk about them. They ruin the reputation of others. Whenever they get the chance, to destroy someone's life, they'll take that chance because they don't want to see anyone achieve progress.
That was all from today's special. And for this episode, we spoke about Eid al-Qadir, greatest Eid of Allah. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي